Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers on the broadcast today, coming to you from the Ahern Hotel in Las Vegas. Mason Van Howling, he's the CEO of University Medical Center, here for the whole show on the all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Tis the season for the Holiday Cash Express at Tamarack Casino. We're trimming the tree with weekly cash giveaways, including a $5,000 winner every Saturday, plus $70,000 in grand prize stocking stuffers, including two $15,000 holiday cash winners guaranteed. It's a good time to win at Tamarack Casino.
For 50 years, Nevada Heating has been keeping people comfortable in their homes. At Nevada Heating, call the Do It Right guys and get the air conditioning back on today. That's the Nevada Heating way. Why sweat for days on end when Nevada Heating can get your air conditioning fixed today? Call us today and we'll fix it today at 323-5585 or schedule us on our website at nevadaheating.com.
The casino industry drove Nevada's economy for decades. By the 1990s, however, the state's sole industry was in sharp decline. Many were losing their homes, many were leaving the state. Is Reno on track to be the Detroit of the West? Was an October 2010 Reno Gazette Journal headline. Nevada knew it was time for a change and a time to diversify. Story County took that lead, took risks, invested tens of millions transforming its desert into a place of opportunity and a future for Nevada families needing something new. That desert now provides thousands of high-paying tech, advanced manufacturing, and energy careers at companies like Tesla, Panasonic, Google, Switch, and Redwood Materials. Story County transformed Northern Nevada forever, and the tide of opportunity has raised all vessels through construction contracts, high-paying careers, and the power of payroll. Tens of millions have been generated in sales and property tax, permits, and other revenues for Reno, Sparks, Washoe County, and for all of Nevada. Enough, in fact, to generate a surplus after public services are provided. And best of all, a sustainable economic climate has been created, enabling our children to stay in Nevada and live prosperous lives in their home state. Story County, improving Northern Nevada one industry at a time.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from the Ahern Hotel here on Sahara Avenue in Las Vegas. And we're delighted to welcome back to the program Mason Van Howling. He is the CEO of University Medical Center. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Thanks, Sam. Great to be with you and your viewers.
So let's start out with some basics, which is that we're now into the flu season. COVID has reared its ugly head again. We now have RSV to contend with. What is the situation as far as the hospital goes? What, you know, number of people are you treating with these three elements at this point? What are your thoughts as we head into winter?
So obviously it's kind of mild right now. The weather's warm, but as certainly the weather's changing and looked at the forecast, we're gonna get some cooler nights and days ahead of us. That will certainly compound the respiratory viruses that are out there and our immune system overall. So UMC stands prepared to head that off. But again, all the therapeutics, all the drugs and the treatments are really kind of solidified related to all those respiratory illnesses. So we're stand ready. And again, hopefully it's a smooth season going in. But every year we get busy around this time of the year anyways, in the fall all the way up to February, which typically is our colder months here in Las Vegas. But the team's doing really well and seeing very mild cases of it, and not like the acuity we saw before we had treatments and therapeutics.
Yeah, and you know, I think that we almost need to do a PR campaign to get people to go and get their booster shots so that they are, you know, at least boosted at this point in time. They're not complacent, so we don't see another kickoff like this.
Yeah, always it's good to talk to your primary care doctor, and certainly those vulnerable individuals that are at higher risk. certainly suggest getting those vaccinations going into, including shingles, that we're seeing a lot of cases of those. I've not had that yet, but certainly very painful from what I've heard from patients at UMC. So
yeah, and my understanding is if you get the vaccination, it's not that it necessarily prevents shingles, but it prevents them staying with you long term.
Certainly, it's a two-shot series, and certainly it will help prevent and minimize some of the effects related to shingles as well. But every vaccine out there does that kind of job if we predict out what's going around the rest of the country. But certainly suggest talking to your primary care doctor, and UMC's got some great primary care doctors if you don't have access to those.
And my recommendation is do talk to your primary care doctor, because that's the person you trust with all your medical care. Take their advice rather than what you're reading on Facebook.
Absolutely. They've got the science, they've got the evidence and the facts around it. So totally agree with you.
One of the things I wanted to talk to you about, because we came down and we're really enjoying the UMC Foundation dinner and gala that you put on last week. It was extraordinary. There were hundreds of people there. First of all, I want to ask you about your two main sponsors, because they did an incredible job of helping to put this on.
Sure. Ben and Felicia Horowitz certainly have been big sponsors of University Medical Center, and we're forever grateful for them supporting us. It was our second gala that for our foundation, UMC Foundation, and again, we have Adina Mazzell, Ala Black. We had 24 of great chefs and businesses here in Las Vegas, and as you mentioned, hundreds and hundreds of individuals showed up, and it was just a great event with great entertainment. But again, supporting the hometown hospital, and every dollar that was raised from that event goes back at the bedside, in particular to our children's hospital.
Okay, and what is the mission of the foundation?
So our foundation is a separate organization that's supporting UMC. We've got its own board. They do fundraising for various things throughout the hospital, helping with some of our healing gardens, our rooms for therapy, for burn patients, our pediatric hospital, just things to keep patients' minds off of being in the hospital and make it a little easier being while in the hospital. So they do great work and raise millions of dollars every year for University Medical Center to be able to support our patients that seek us out.
And the one thing I have to say is I've never seen a room full of people singing along with the songs from Frozen.
Yes.
In unison.
Yes, even I was singing up with Let It Go. It was a great event, and thank you for you and your wife supporting our event as well.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Let's take a break. We've got lots more issues to talk about after this timeout.
Big R in Sparks is located on Baring Boulevard next to Smith's and across from Reed High School. It's a 50,000 square foot clothing store and a whole lot more. For the cold days ahead, jackets, hoodies, flannel shirts, insulated bib overalls, thermal underwear, beanies, and merino wool socks. Big R. Hardware, clothing, and a whole lot more.
What do you count on? You count on your power every day. At NV Energy, we've always powered what's important to you. But we're not looking at the past. We're focused on the future. While our standards are high, our rates will remain low. And our commitment to renewables isn't just meeting standards, but leading the way. Because you can count on more than just your power. You can count on the company who brings it to you. That's our promise. You can count on it.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Mason Van Howling. He is the CEO of University Medical Center, the largest hospital in Southern Nevada. Talk to me about the Orthopedic and Spine Center, because sure. You've got a whole lot going on with that right now, including what you're doing with the doctors.
Absolutely. I'm very proud of one of our strategic moves that we did last year. We brought on an orthopedic group. Obviously, UMC is the only level one trauma center in the entire state. So we see a lot of accidents that come through our doors that involve fractures throughout the body. And so what we did is went out and recruited some of the best in the world-class orthopedics surgeons in the state, but also outside of the state, to support our trauma program, but also just overall spine and orthopedics. So we're a very busy clinic and really got some great patient care going on. But we employed that group. We have about 16 providers that are operating out of UMC, both on the outpatient and inpatient side of things. We've also brought in anesthesia as well at UMC, which has really helped. There's a lot of physician shortages. So we've been trying to go out and build our teams on our own, so we're not having to rely on groups that may come and go in our state.
And that's always been a huge problem. Do you think over time that we're going to end up seeing less and less private groups and more groups that are put together by hospitals?
You know, I see that trend happening, especially post-pandemic, Sam. I tell you, the lineup outside my office door with physicians just that were tired, kind of burnt out. It's very difficult to run your practice here in the state of Nevada. A lot of things working against you, and certainly with some of the reimbursement rates that you and I have talked about in the past, and maybe we'll talk a little about Medicaid in the future. But it certainly is very difficult to run a practice. There's a lot of moving parts, and my conversations and very personal ones, that they just really want to treat patients at the bedside, do what they love, and the business side of things. And, you know, there's a lot of IT and staffing is very difficult, and labor shortages makes it very difficult for them. It's really about their quality of life. So we're certainly trying to provide that home at UMC. And when I came on board at UMC back in 2014, we had about 45 employed physicians. By the end of this year, we'll probably have close to 300 employed physicians within our enterprise throughout our primary care, our urgent cares, our online care, when we're online now, our acute care, and then our specialty service as well.
The Medicaid reimbursements, are they getting worse at this point?
You know, they're still kind of remaining flat. That's, as you know, that's always been a challenge in our state for a lot of things. The lack of breadth of services that Medicaid offers, you know, the scope that we need in our state, but also the reimbursement rates have just been really very difficult for any healthcare professional to operate in the state. So good news is that there has been a provider fee passed in the last legislative session that will allow private hospitals to be able to front some money along with the state and be able to get some federal matching and draw those dollars that we've been leaving on the table via the federal government. Other states are accessing those dollars. So now we have a provider fee. And for private hospitals, and UMC has been part of this program for many years, we've been able to maximize the dollars that are out there that UMC can benefit to care for our community and treat the patients that we do. But they'll be able to take that rate of around $1,500 per day and gets it up to about $2,600. Doesn't make it totally whole for the care they give, but it certainly minimizes the losses when we see patients that have Medicaid coming through, because again, healthcare is very expensive to deliver, but hopefully that will help the private hospitals throughout the state be able to kind of recover some of those losses caring for patients with that insurance.
When I talked to the late Senator Reid about the amount of money that Nevada got back from the federal government versus how much it sent, he said the biggest problem was that we weren't coming up with enough money for the state's share of things, and that's why we weren't getting the reimbursements. So it's great that you're able to make that happen.
Yes.
Now Nevada State University and its training programs, how much is this going to help you? Because we've had, ever since I came to Nevada, which is a long time ago now, the concern has been that we don't have enough doctors, nurses, etc., to fulfill the needs of a state. Is Nevada State University going to help fill that hole?
You know, I think everybody's pushing on this front. Everybody's trying to do their part, whether it's the education system or the providers such as UMC. And UMC has about 215 residents in the medical side for doctors in about 17 different programs. And we're probably about half the residencies. A lot of others are getting into the game. But what's happening is I'm seeing an evolution and dynamic change of people really questioning, do they want to do that length of school for education, for residencies? Because, it's years and years for doctors, still with a hefty price tag. And so we're seeing a lot of residencies going unfilled in certain specialties.
Really?
Yes. Radiology is one throughout the nation. Radiology residencies, there's a little bit of a shortage. So if you that's going to be projecting in the next 8 to 10 years a shortage of radiologists for the demands that we have. And certainly as the population continues to grow, but also age, it's going to just compound the problem.
And that is such a high-paying profession. That is not like, you know, it's like a heart surgeon. I mean, the kind of, you know, so you would think that people would want to get into that. But is it the cost of the education?
It's coupled with a lot of things, Sam. It is the cost of the education. It's the time and duration that it does to become a doctor. It's the quality of life. They work very hard. A lot of the doctors are working 6-7 days a week. 12 hours a day on call. So I think that people are kind of questioning that. But in fact, today back at the hospital, we're working with the Hospital Association, just interviewing healthcare workers at UMC, whether it's a nurse, a therapist, IT, finance, and trying to get into the school systems, whether it's elementary or high school, to say healthcare is a great career, and we certainly need them for us.
Is this another area where immigration reform would help?
You know, I get that question a lot. Obviously, Las Vegas has a lot of Asian healthcare workers, especially around the nursing. And so we're doing a lot of outreach to other countries. Obviously, the Philippines, Taiwan, other countries to be able to help and recruit. But being able to get visas to come in, to be able to get credentialed and licensed in the state is a barrier. But I know our new governor is trying to remove some of those barriers to be able to have a compact with other states as well, to be able to say, hey, if you're a nurse in Oklahoma or Texas or Florida, you've already gone through the process, let's expedite that and get healthcare workers in Nevada working much quicker than they typically normally have to do. And that's for doctors as well. We need to shorten that time frame and make it, because sometimes it will take 6 to 7 months to get a doctor who has a license in another state to get their license here in Nevada. So if we had that compact to be able to say, hey, much like a driver's license, you're good in another state, you're good in Nevada.
It seems crazy that we have not done that 20 years ago or more for what we've needed here in Nevada. I mean, you know, if you go back to Governor Kenny Gwynn, you know, he was notorious in one way, beloved, but notorious in one way, that when he had health issues, he went to California because he was concerned that we didn't have the correct level of care here. Now we have the correct level of care, but now we need the backup.
And we do have the correct level of care. I see a lot of people staying in the state, using our healthcare systems, both in the north and the south, and we're all working together and bringing more services to the state. So we're moving up that list, Sam.
Okay, and are you doing more in northern Nevada now? Because we've seen UNR pushing down here. Is UMC trying to do more up in northern Nevada?
You know, UMC works with all of our partners throughout the state. So obviously we're very close friends with Renown Healthcare, and I'd love to bring the CEO of Renown on your show.
Anytime.
He's a great man and been in his role for about a year. But we're very similar in the services we offer because of the large and the breadth of the delivery of care that we provide. So we work with a lot of other health systems. We work with rural, urban, and anyone that wants to partner with UMC.
And telemedicine really has been a huge help. Are we seeing pushback on telemedicine at this point in time? Because of COVID, it was accelerated, but then it seemed like there was pushback.
You're exactly right. It really spiked up very quickly post-COVID. I love doing online visits. Our family does that. We've got a great online care at UMC. It's kind of leveled out a bit. The nice thing is that the insurance companies in the state of Nevada has recognized parity in delivering in-person and online care. So that was part of the barrier. So we've solved that. It's just a matter of getting the word out and people giving it a try, especially with refill medications, just the cost of cold sniffles. We can handle that all day long.
You're a finance guy, and it seems to me that we saw it in the gaming industry, but I think also in the healthcare industry, that COVID forced the industry to look at ways to save money and be more efficient. Is that what you found at the end of this?
We did. Obviously, we're always making sure that we try to maximize the healthcare dollar and deliver the best possible care we can at UMC, and we're seeing that. And you know, the hospital is doing really well from a financial standpoint. In fact, we retired our last bond today.
Is that right?
Yeah. So
congratulations.
UMC's, yes, yeah. And we would actually paid that off, but the breakage fee was more. So so UMC is carrying zero debt, which we're extremely proud of, and that's all the hard work back at the hospital and making sure that we're good stewards of the dollar here in Clark County.
And also, I have to point out that you were very much responsible for that, because when you took this over, it was not in the world's greatest financial state, to say the least. So congratulations
Thank
on
you,
that. Thank
you, Sam. I appreciate that.
All right, let's take another break and we'll be right back.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
The Nevada Builders Alliance has been protecting the interests of the construction industry for over 50 years. Our programs save members thousands of dollars every year and allow them to provide much-needed benefits to their employees. Our industry also allows Nevada to grow. If you're thinking about a career in the construction industry, reach out. And if you haven't thought of a career in construction, what are you waiting for? We are the Nevada Builders Alliance.
Save money and take transit. Did you know you can ride the bus all day for less than what it would cost you for a gallon of gas? Plan your trip now by going to rtcwashoe.com.
It's the $200,000 Cars and Cash Giveaways at Carson Valley Inn. Cash and prize drawings Thursdays and Saturdays. Plus, win a 2023 Ford F-150 or we'll pay you cash instead. Don't miss your chance to play and win Cars and Cash at the Carson Valley Inn.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Mason Van Howling. He's the CEO of University Medical Center of Southern Nevada. One of the things that has driven me crazy in my own profession is no competes.
Yes.
And I think it's a terrible thing for broadcasters where you have a job, for whatever reason, you want to leave that job and you can't go to the station across town. You've got now got to move if you want to be able to continue in your profession. You're looking at the legislature to deal with no competes in your industry. Tell us about that, please.
I'm glad you brought this up, Sam, because it is the number one issue that I think is facing our state.
Really?
Especially for providers. As you know, we have access issues already to physicians in our state. But unfortunately, private equity and capital venture has entered into the healthcare market. We're not immune to what's happening, what's going on in our industry, and they've entered in others. And unfortunately, the doctors have been signing contracts in very small print that limits their ability to work in the state. Now, I understand if somebody sells their practice, not going next week and opening up a new business down
sure.
the street, or you're within a contract, certainly. But doctors do not have the trade secrets. They're not trading, they just want to care about patients. And unfortunately, they have entered into the contracts, and then once their contract's done, I've even seen contracts that if they get the proper notice, their contract is done, they still can't work for another year. And they have to end up leaving the market. They end up packing up their families, leaving our state, leaving our communities, and these radiuses are very wide range. So it is my number one issue, this legislative session coming in, and I've got some really great partners. We don't have non-competes in our contracts. As long as you give your notice like everybody else, certainly we wish you the best, and people move for different things, but we're seeing a lot of physicians that have the inability to get out of their contracts for one, and then two, if they can or they are able to, they're having to leave the community. So I've got a lot of friends that are going to stand shoulder to shoulder with me on this. I know UMC does not have it. UNLV does not have it. Talking to Dr. Steinberg, which is a large radiology group down here, they don't have it. So we need to really remove these out of healthcare. I hope we don't have to wait till the legislative session. I understand that the FTC is looking at this, but again, physicians aren't trading strategic services and trade secrets related to that. They just want to care for patients. And as long as somebody gives their notice, they should have the ability to work, go across the street and work for somebody else. So I'm very passionate about it. But again, we cannot lose a single physician over non-competes. But and again, private equity is driving this. And you know, I always say private equity wins, patients lose in this situation. So I appreciate your support and looking at that too. It does, it's troublesome.
Have you talked to the governor about this?
No, he is aware of this. The last legislative session, I really saw this come out in testifying and a lot of the lawmakers seeing that this was an issue. So I think we're gonna get pretty good support related to this. And I always say non-competes are enforceable if somebody chooses to enforce them. So every situation's different. But we certainly stand behind our providers, our nurses, our nurse practitioners, our PAs, our physicians, to be able to get these removed out. And again, it's just not good for the state. It's not good for patient care. And again, patients lose.
And why are PAs even having to deal with this?
Yeah.
That makes no sense.
Yeah.
We're out of time. It is always a pleasure to see you, sir. Thanks again. And again, congratulations. You're a fantastic gala. Looking forward to next year already. Count me in.
Thanks, Sam. Thank you.
And we'll be right back.
Imagine a magical garden that feeds Carson City's hungry and homeless, teaches our high school students agriculture, creates hanging floral displays to beautify downtown, and yet charges nothing. It's not magic. It's the Greenhouse Project. It's real, it's growing, and it needs your help. Go online to carsoncitygreenhouse.org so together we can grow it forward.
Southwest Specialties has been making the homes and businesses of Nevada beautiful for more than 20 years. Their experienced designers and craftsmen create the walkways, backyards, water features, and a variety of outdoor cooking areas that add curb appeal and value to your investment. Call today or visit them at their website and see how they can make your outdoor spaces special. Southwest Specialties, creative, distinctive, beautiful.
7 at 7 is a newscast built for your smartphone. It's a 7-minute newscast available every weekday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. at lvrj.com. We don't waste your time and we give you the day's top stories.
We at the RJ have noticed some similarities between us and a certain BTS character, RJ.
Plus the latest in Las Vegas business, weather, health, and entertainment news. 7 at 7 streaming now on your smartphone.
Modern boutique Ahern Hotel and Event Center sits at the heart of the Las Vegas Strip. Two floors of meeting and event space are ideal for groups and conventions. Stay in one of 200 luxurious rooms and suites. Brand your event throughout the property. Flexible event spaces make for easy planning and personalization. Take over the entire hotel with a full buyout option.
Thanks for watching Nevada Newsmakers, and thanks to everyone at the Ahern Hotel in Las Vegas for their help, including Don, Shane, Crystal, and George. We'll see you.